Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Stella. I'm calling from Family First Home Care, returning your call.
Family First. You do home care?
Yes, we do.
Okay, do you do Spring City area in Pennsylvania?
What's the county of Spring City?
Chester.
Chester. So we actually do service Chester County, yes.
You said you do service Chester County?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And you take, do you take Medicaid?
Right.
You do?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, that's what I was calling for, to see if I can get, okay, well, how many hours your company approve up to? Because my mother has 56 hours.
We don't have a maximum. Like, you want to work all the 56 hours? Or
well,
you would need a caregiver? Like, what do you want?
Well, I need what'd you say, a care provider. Yeah, I mean,
like,
that's what I'm looking for.
Do you want to work as the home health aide, or you want, we should staff you with one?
Oh, no, I need staff for one. No,
exactly.
I don't want to work for one. Yeah.
No problem. So you want 56 hours in Chester County. So we actually have a lot of caregivers in that area, so we can find you one caregiver to do all 56 hours. If you want, we can split it up by two caregivers, however you want.
Okay. Wait, let me write this down. What's your company called again?
We are Family First Home Care.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to figure out, like, I guess I did call you guys, or maybe I could. I did.
I just
didn't get it.
I got a call from you, so.
Yeah, then that was me. Okay. Family First. Okay, and where are you located?
We're located in Philadelphia, our location, but we do everything over the phone, so you don't really need to come down.
Okay, good. And how about coming out to, like, do an evaluation? You will need my, the Keystone provider.
So, yes, once we have her caregiver, like, I don't want to, like, is she already approved for 56 hours, right, under Keystone?
She's approved for 56 hours, yeah.
So she had already the evaluation, and they approved her for 56 hours a week.
Right.
So once we're going to, like, what we can do, I'll just take down her information, send it to staffing, let them know that she needs a caregiver. Once we find a caregiver, someone that you like, once we do the interview and make sure everything is good, we're going to call Keystone to let them know that we found a caregiver and that we will want services to start.
Okay. Okay. Now, okay. All right. It would preferably be a female, that I'm the caregiver, you know, female.
No problem. Do you want me to take, like, go forward right now and take down our information to send it to staffing?
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, give me a minute. I will log into her Medicaid account just to make sure everything is good over there before, like, we go started.
I don't have a Medicaid number. You would have to pull it up through our birthday. Can you do that?
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
That's fine. Give me a minute. Okay, what's her first and last name?
Jessie, J-E-S-S-I-E.
And her last name?
Williams.
And what's her date of birth?
6/27/46.
1946. Let me see if we can pull it up. Okay, I got it. I see she has Keystone First. She is on the waiver program. Everything sounds good. So what I'll do is right now, let me get her exact address so I have it for staffing.
It's 220.
Okay.
Vincent Height, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, Height, A-T-I-T-E, I mean A-T-I-T-H, Circle, C-I-R. And that's in Spring City, PA, which is Chester County.
Got it. And what's the zip code?
19475.
19475. Got it. One second. Let me just get down her Medicaid ID. I got it on Medicaid. So I'll just have the staffer and the specialist. Actually, you said she has ready hours, so let me just take her off from. So you said you need a female caregiver. Do you have any other preferences?
Someone to speak English, and that's from America. How about that? That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Because she will have a problem with it if, you know, when they come in here and then she's 79 years old, so she's like from the old school, like, yeah, she'd be, you know, kind of like a Vietnam veteran.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, does she have any schedule that she needs, like a specific schedule, specific times of the day?
No, she has no issues as far as walking, bathing, doing her hair. She does everything. She's very independent. It's just her memory. She has dementia.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And right, she's in severe dementia. But basically, you just have to give her medicine twice a day.
So you want every day of the week?
Yeah, Monday through Friday. Weekends, I'll take her. Weekends, I get her.
Monday through Friday.
Right.
When does she need the meds? Like what times of the day?
Like 10 o'clock. And again, like if the person works from, say if the person come in that works from 8 to 8, they can give her meds like at 9 and right in the last medicine right before they leave, which is her, you know, bedtime medicine, which is one.
Yeah, but if she only has 56 hours and you want 5 hours a day.
No. I said she has 56 hours. If the person, how many hours do your people work a day?
So they can work whatever you want. We have all kinds. Everyone has different schedules.
Okay. So if they work from 8 to 8, you know, in the morning, then they can give her medicine like at from 10 to one at 10 and again at 1 at 6 o'clock, you know.
But and you want Monday through Friday, so that's 5 days a week, right?
Right. But see, what they'll do, what we were doing, because she
that
had.
That would be like 11 hours a day. So we can do like 8 to 7, let's say.
Say, right. So if we do 8 to 7, right? And then on Friday, you can do what? Because I already had Patriot. I was already with Patriot. And how I was doing with Patriot, Patriot was working 8 to 8. From Monday through Thursday, and on Friday, and on Friday they worked from 8 to 4. They got off at 4.
Okay.
Right.
Let me do. Okay, I'll just put it in. I think we got everything down. Does she have any minors in her house?
Any children?
Yes.
No children, no pets.
Perfect. Okay, give me 1 minute. Let me see if I can get actually a intake coordinator right now so she can just speak with you, get everything down, and then she's going to forward you to staffing. Just hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hi, sorry for the wait. Okay, so there's actually right now, and actually she got available right now. Let me transfer to her. Her name is Dina. She's going to be assisting you and help you find a caregiver, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. One second. Okay, I'll transfer it over.